Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10, 12, and change here in the great Northeast this beautiful Thursday, September 18, 2025. Danny Iannelli's birthday. Or should I say Donato? He's the owner of Sheely's along with his family. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and his great companies, including Basiliga Hospitality, as we head into the weekend, we are to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans who we lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Stephen Myers, McAdoo, Charles Padgett, Hunlock Creek, Stanley Suchoski, Wilkes-Barre, James Treon, Hazleton, Thomas Yencho, Weston, and David Drasnan, Dallas. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of this AM. Yeah. Just a quick note. Oh, by the Jim from Bloomsburg says, good morning, Bob, LTS. He Shazammed the song that I played while we were playing it, and it came up to be a person by the name of Diesel. And I found it under Diesel also, so thanks, Jim. A number of listeners said it was a guy named Bryce. But I guess it is Diesel, because I looked it up on YouTube directly, because it was sent in on my email as well. I've got some comments on Poland that I'm hoping to get to. My man T. Bell sent me information on that amazing capitalist transformation of that country, post-Soviet control. And by the way, speaking of the other night, I told you we were Tuesday night with my parents and the Martins celebrating my father's 88th birthday, and ran into old friend Erwin Coast. Yes, the Coast Tire guy. And I just told him how proud his son sounds just like him on the commercials. And they have such an incredible family tradition. They serve the entire region. And I'm a Coast guy. I go to the coasts. And have never been steered wrong. It's great stuff. But Erwin looked great. I'm not speculating on age, but he looked fantastic. Well, it's Thursday. That means there's Thursday night football. That means there's Friday football and Saturday football and Sunday football and Sunday night football and Monday night football. And what do we have in response? The weekend warrior, Sid Hallinan. Sid, welcome back to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you, my man?
Good, Bobby. How's everything going? How's everything?
We're in a lather today, as usual, Sid.
Yeah. Give me a minute, Bob, to wish my good friend, Mr. Iannelli, a happy birthday today. Good man. Been a friend of mine for years, and your father. I mean, I think the world of your dad. I want to wish him a happy birthday also.
Well, my father's 88. Danny Ainelli's Ainelli is 86 today.
86. Yeah. Two good people. Two good men. Something?
That's hilarious. Well, I think they both come under the category of Mickey Mantle. If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob, that's a nice run that they're both on.
Honest to God. Keep it going, right?
God bless them.
All right. Well, Sid, we've got football tonight. And by the way, you don't have to pick every game. I know you're intrepid. You will take any game on. Tell us quickly, though, how did last weekend go?
Last weekend, Bob, we went 3-3. We're 6-8-1 on the season, so I'm a couple under 500, but we'll get back.
This is a big week for the weekend warrior. All right.
Absolutely. Picked the Eagle game right on the money, 20-17.
Yes. And how about tonight? Do you have anything on tonight's game?
Well, I'm going to take the Thursday night game because I know you enjoy the Thursday nights. And I like Buffalo, as probably everybody else does. The line dropped a half a point to 11.5 over Miami. Miami's in disarray. The only way Miami could cover this is if they get a backdoor touchdown at the end of the game, and it's maybe, you know, closer than people think. But Buffalo's the pick here. Buffalo's playing very well. Miami, like I said, their coach might get fired after tonight. Tua hasn't played well. There's just a problem in Miami. But I'm going to go with Buffalo, and we'll settle at that.
Think of it, Sid. They could win 24-10, and they cover.
Well, that could happen. You could be up 24-10 with 2 minutes to go, and a backdoor touchdown comes in, and you're out.
Yeah, so, that's right. That's right. That's why they call it gambling.
That's right. Double-digit spreads are dangerous, but I'm going to go with Buffalo with the 11.5.
All right. As we head into the weekend, what do you got in college?
I don't like anything in college, Bobby. There's no big games. There's nothing worth putting my reputation on the line for, I guess.
Well, I told you, we were talking about it, and you agreed to it. Chet Parlavecchio told us two Mondays in a row. He said, with this NIL and the transfer portal, nobody knows who anybody is at this point.
Well, yeah, Bob, he hit that right on the head, and it's still more and more people I talk to that get into this are starting to feel the same way. It's awful hard to pick college right now until the bigger games start rolling around, you know, and then you'll get itchy, and I know I'll take something. But
all right, we go right to the pros on Sunday then. What do you got, my man?
I'm going to take Green Bay -7 over Cleveland. Green Bay right now, I think, is the first 2 weeks of the season, but I think they're the best team in the league right now. They're balanced on both sides of the ball. Their defense is outstanding. Cleveland is Cleveland. I think that line is kind of generous with 7, so we're going to take Green Bay -7 over Cleveland.
Okay.
I like Indy with the emergence of Daniel Jones, -4.5 over Tennessee. Tennessee's 0-2, but they played hard in their first two games. Indy is better than people think, and if Jones continues to quarterback the way he has in the first two games, it's not only going to make the New York Giants fans sick, but he'll have this team in contention. So I like Indianapolis -4.5 over Tennessee.
Now, Sid, I've always said this, and you can observe it in so many cases, and I think, although it's only the beginning of the season, but Daniel Jones being, all right, he's got the physical tools. There's no doubt about it. If he finds the right system, which he just may have, he's going to be a quality quarterback. But it's about systems.
It's about systems. Shane Steichen, he was the Eagles' offensive coordinator when they went to the Super Bowl the first time against Kansas City, helped big time in developing Jalen Hurts. So he's like the quarterback whisperer out there in Indianapolis. And look for big things to happen, especially if they get by this game. They'll go 3-0, and you know, the sky's the limit for Indy.
Yeah. What else we got?
I like Denver as a home underdog against San Diego. Everybody's jumping on the San Diego bandwagon. They are very good. Denver's 1-1 and really hasn't put together a good game yet. I think Denver's going to go to San Diego and possibly pull the upset, but I'm going to take them as an underdog +3.
Okay. Continue, my man. Continue.
And the last one I have for you is Monday Night Football, Baltimore Ravens and the Detroit Lions. I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens -4 over Detroit. They've seemed to have Detroit's number the last two or three times that they've played. Lamar Jackson is, he's on another planet right now. The first two games, he's played awful well. Even though Detroit put up 52 last week, I'm going to take Baltimore. I like Baltimore in the regular season all the time until they get to the playoffs. It seems like a different story. But I'm going to take the Ravens -4 over the Lions.
That's a marquee game. That'll be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Are the
that's
Eagles off one. This week? I hear no Eagles.
No, the Eagles are playing. I've learned one thing, Bob, about when you're taking games, gambling, or just even picking them. Don't bet with your heart. I love the Eagles Sunday. I don't like the 3.5.
Okay.
I don't like that half a point.
Okay. Who are they playing?
They have the Rams at home. And if you remember last year's game with the Rams, and the Rams still continue to think they should have won that game. The Rams are good. The Rams are good. And, I like the Eagles to win, but I don't like that 3.5.
All right. Okay.
I don't like the half a point, Bob.
We're staying away from that. So we got Buffalo, Green Bay, Indy, Denver, and the Ravens.
Ravens.
Good picks for the week, Sid.
Oh, and a good friend of yours told me to say hello, Francis X. Kranick.
Our school
director. Make sure he's a listener of the Weekend Warrior and yourself. And he told me, he said, tell Bob I said hello. That was your center in the St. Anthony Hawks.
That's right.
You and him were side
Hawks.
By side.
I'm happy you mentioned them. Thank you so much. Sid Hallinan, Weekend Warrior, another week of intrepid picks by
intrepid
Sid.
Intrepid picks.
All right,
Bobby.
Have a good weekend,
Thank
Sid.
You.
We'll talk to you next week.
You too, Bobby. Thanks.
We'll take a break. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Dave Clark 5, Murph says, this date, 1965, they moved from number 13 to number 5 with their hit, Catch Me If You Can. Let's go to our friend Bob Bolus, who's been patient with us. Bob, how are you?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
You know, I was at the commissioner meeting yesterday, and I'll tell you what, I've never met a more ignorant individual than Gaughan. I asked for a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk, right? And he goes, well, it's your 5 minutes, do what you want. So turned around to the audience there and said, if you don't mind, would you stand, please? And he yells out, you don't have to stand. You don't have to do any of that. So I did the moment of silence on my own, basically. And people were, like, laughing, joking. I never saw anything more ignorant and unmoving as I saw yesterday with people. And I didn't. I had to walk out of there after I got done speaking. I didn't want to look at his ugly face.
Well, we have Chris Chermak coming on in a little while.
This guy is a disaster. That's why when he was in city council, I put his head on the body of a skunk where he skunked us there. And skunks don't change. He's just sitting in a different place.
Dear Lord.
But the disrespect, what we're trying, what I'm trying to do and other people, look at Strasburg, the memorial service they had up there. And we had one here in Scranton last week, what, 25, 30 people show up. I mean, the guy was what every father out here should be, with the kids and everything else, and what he represented.
Yeah.
You know, he represented America.
Mm-hmm.
And to see these ignorant asses to do what they did just turned my stomach. I had to walk out of there yesterday because I didn't want to look at his face anymore.
It's almost like Bill Gahan wants to top himself and be worse. He wants to be worse every possible chance he gets. Holy, we're going to have Chris Chermak on in a little while, Bob, just to talk about the explosive end of that meeting.
Yeah. You know, Chris should have kicked his ass yesterday and been done with it.
Yeah, dear Lord.
But for him to sit there and do what he did, you know, first he's nothing but a liberal Democrat to begin with.
He's a lunatic leftist. He's not a liberal. He's way beyond that.
Yeah, he's a real leftist. There's no doubt about it. But to mock yesterday, you know, I mean, remember, he's the one between him and Cognetti that we got to look at the ugly Biden signs.
That's a very simple request, too. I mean, a simple request that should have been honored. And
and I did that at City Council Tuesday night. And the council president, everybody else were totally in accord with it, 100% for the moment of silence. It was respectful.
Right, well, we lost him. We lost Bob. He got his point across. Bill Gahan, the Democrat lunatic left commissioner, is refusing to honor Charlie Kirk from a request from a taxpayer. What a disgrace! Absolute disgrace. Hey, we got to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK, we'll do that. And we're going to come back. We've got a veterans tribute. We've got the weather. We've got much, much more on the Bob Cordaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, dutifully brought to you by great patriot by the name of John Basiliga, featuring one of just one of his great companies today, Basiliga Hospitality. Three bar restaurants, different sections of Lackawanna County. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. The Far Street Tavern, West Scranton. Queen City Tavern, Main Drag of Oliphant. From bar food to steaks, seafood, events, all three of them are outstanding. And then, for events and the finest of fine dining, the most amazing of atmospheres, Aterra 519 downtown Scranton and the Stegmeyer Mansion downtown Wilkes-Barre. Guess what? Tonight's Thursday. Sergey's, the nightclub, no cover. Check it out. Jammed every weekend. Stephen Myers, McAdoo. We lost him July 17th. He was born in Hazleton. He was a proud Vietnam veteran serving us in the United States Marine Corps. He was Roman Catholic. Employed for 38 years at Consolidated Cigar and then at Altatus USA, Inc. in McAdoo. His family says Stephen was a friendly and a kind man. He enjoyed chatting with friends and neighbors on his daily walks. He will be missed by many. Preceding him in death, his wife, Mary T. Laser Myers, a sister, Betty Ann, surviving a sister, Sandra, brothers Michael and David, and many nieces and nephews. Stephen Myers. Charles Paget. He died September 12th. He was 78 years old from Hunlock Creek and Kingsland, Georgia. Born in Lockport, New York. Due to his father's occupation and later his own, he resided in over 30 places. Cities across the United States. Graduated East Anchorage High School, Anchorage, Alaska. Chuck enlisted with the U.S. Marine Corps and served his country for 4 years with the Marines. He served in Vietnam, receiving various commendations for combat. Honorably discharged in 1971. After military service, Chuck continued his education. A Bachelor of Science degree in Industrial Management, minor in accounting from East Carolina University, Greenville, North Carolina. Chuck enjoyed a long career in the trucking industry, working for several large trucking companies, primarily with Consolidated Freightways, terminal manager, retiring as labor relations executive. Chuck had a beautiful singing voice, quick wit, fighting spirit. Surviving, his wife, the former Sandra Talarski, with whom he recently celebrated 45 years of marriage. Also surviving, his children and his grandchildren. Charles Paget, our great veterans, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. It's the weekend. Think Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast, meteorologist Joe Snedeker. What's Sned say? Today, morning clouds, then becoming sunny, high 80. It has creeped up to 71 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 57. Friday, sunny, 77. Saturday, sunny, 73. Sunday, sunny, 73. I don't think I'm going to go back to the Wizard for just that little bird poop on Big Lou. I don't know. I don't think it's worth it. I'll wait with this clear weather report. Well, we had Bob Bolas give us a primer on Bill Gaughan's latest antics. And on the phone now is County Commissioner Chris Chermak, who
good morning, Bob.
Had a bit of an explosive conclusion to the meeting yesterday. Hi, Chris.
Well, unfortunately, but fortunately, I don't know, however you want to look at it, but you can only be pushed so far, I guess.
Now, what set you off yesterday?
Well, it's been just this nonsense has been building for months and months and months, like a year and a half. But yesterday, you know, just the total disrespect that Bill Gunn has for everyone in the audience and how he treated, you know, people get 5 minutes to speak what they want. Bob Bolus gets 5 minutes, and instead of just letting him do what he wants to do and say what he needs to say, at the end, he counts down the last 10 seconds over-talking Bob.
You're kidding. You are
says,
kidding
happy,
me.
He says, Happy New Year, and then says, sit down. I mean, it's just, I this guy, he's the number, he is absolutely, Bill Gunn is absolutely the number one hated person in Lackawanna County. He's destroying the county financially. The morale in the county building is I've never seen it as low. Everybody's either retiring or leaving. You can't get new people. It's a disgrace. And now his budget that he jammed down everyone's throat last year of a 33% tax increase. Now we're looking at a maybe a $5 or $6 million shortfall, and it's out of control. And then he starts trying to make fools out of my budget committee. I have CPAs. The one person is a graduate of Harvard University with a master's degree in governmental finance. I mean, these are intelligent, smart financial people that know exactly what they're doing. And, you know, help me figure out things with this budget. And they do it at no charge. They do it because they want to help. So I flipped my lid yesterday, probably said some things I shouldn't have said, but
I doubt
I'm telling you, I'm sure you would have had a lot there more to say
no,
than
I
did.
No, I think there were things that you, I think there are things you have to say. He's lost his mind somewhere.
Well, it's out of control, and this whole thing with the election is a fiasco, and he just wants a yes person. He obviously doesn't want Chet Murley. He certainly didn't want Brenda Sacco. He doesn't probably want Tom Welby, but he wants a person like, well, he tried to get Max Conway to do it. I think he smartened up and stepped away, and now he's got that young kid from Jessup, you know, the Capellini kid. So, you know, I don't care who the voters pick, but it better be somebody that wants to do things right and start working for the people here in Lackawanna County. I can't do it by myself. I try and I just hit stone walls, and I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it.
Chris Chermak, Lackawanna County Commissioner, is our guest. Are there Republicans running for this office as well?
We have Chet Murley is running from the Peckville area.
Okay.
He's the nephew of the great Gino Murley. He's not only a good friend of mine, he's retired from the big gas company. He's a smart person. He knows budgets. People like him.
Great
and
guy.
He gets along. And Democrats like him. He is. He's a great guy. So he's a qualified person. So, you know, hey, I think this whole system has been, they twisted it inside out, upside down. I think the process is not proper. But if that's what they want to do, I'm hoping that the Republican gets elected.
That would be, well, there's no other way to change course. If Chet Murley's not elected to serve with you, if it's somebody else, Bill Gunn's going to continue to run the county into the ground. I mean, that's really the only alternative.
Well, it doesn't have far to go. And I'm working very closely, which I think irritates him to no end, but I'm working very closely with Dave Balzoni. Dave Balzoni does a good job for me. He knows what's going on. He's trying everything he can do, but he's limited what he can do. But, you know, he's got his heart in the right place. We're trying to figure this out. He's willing to work with my budget team. And believe me, we're only trying to help. We're trying to find solutions. That's all we're trying to do. So, you know, I'm hoping that we come up with some solutions, and I think we will.
Well, the arrogance, the attitude, the left-wing lunacy, it's all hallmarks of the guy who's using Billy Gaughan as his sock puppet, Pat McKenna, the former left-wing lunatic editorial writer for the Scranton Times.
Well, I'm sure, and I questioned these. He pulls these scripts. Everything is scripted. Everything he says is scripted. He pulls them out of a binder.
Yep.
Well, I'm thinking, and that's what I questioned yesterday. I said, "Who writes these things? This is insanity." But you know, then we're arguing about the reassessment. The reassessment is a debacle. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I can tell you the figures are wrong. The many of the appraisals are incorrect. Commercial industrial properties are so far out of whack. Our good friend John Vasilakis, you know, the numbers that he was quoted are insanity. So I'm looking to postpone this a little bit. We need another 6 months to iron out all the mistakes and figure out where we are. We can't initiate this with the bad information. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting fought on that one. You know, it's like he said, well, it'll be a chaos if we don't do it. It's chaos now. The numbers are incorrect. We can't continue this.
Well, I feel for you, Chris Chermak. You hang in there. Keep.
I'm fighting for
telling
everyone.
Us what's going on? Yeah.
I'll keep you in the loop, and I'm going to keep fighting it out and do what's right and what I think is right for this county.
Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Get our guy Chet elected, would you?
I'm trying. Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Oh, what a shame. It's a shame. It's insane. All right, we're going to take a break because we got a couple phone calls I want to get to. Let's do that. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. We'll have the Bloomberg Money Minute in the middle, and then we'll come back with more on the eponymous show. Heart full of soul. Murph says this date, 1965, the Yardbirds. They moved into the top 10 at number 10 with that great song. Bob Cordaro back. Let's get right to the phones. We got people patiently waiting. Bill, how are you?
Good.
Bill in Pittston. Hey, man.
Bob, you know, every man can make a difference and every man should try. That's John F. Kennedy. You know, I call these different politicians and stuff. I got so fed up with Kimmel. I called Talkback 16 and I said, put on your big pants, fire Kimmel. He's divisive. He lies. And he's advocating destruction and death. And I hate to say this, but I'll tell you what. If you guys don't pay attention to this, maybe it's time we boycott your products. I hope it doesn't come to that. And I know it won't be on your broadcast. I don't expect that. But somebody has to read this. And then, of course, we heard the reason Kimmel was suspended was because people called the affiliates. So what I'm trying to say is every man does make a difference.
Yeah.
How many thousands of people must have called the affiliates to get this guy suspended?
Bill, nobody was listening or watching. He wasn't funny anymore because you can't be funny from a place of hatred. You just can't be. And, he was a disgrace. And the sad part is he was a funny, imaginative guy. Same thing with Stephen Colbert in their earlier careers before they went political. It's crazy.
Yep. Yep, they changed the whole course of nighttime talk. But then you have Greg Gutfeld. By the way, I'm going to see him in Bethlehem this weekend. So
neat.
That'll be
well,
cool.
Here's a guy. He's on cable, and he is outdrawing their audiences on network TV. It's never really happened before, which
and
shows you common sense and being humorous and not being hateful works.
You know, it's funny, watching all these crazy people shooting things, I was thinking about the movie, Talented Mr. Ripley, and Ripley's a murderer, and he goes about killing people, and he said this about people like himself. Well, whatever you do, however terrible, however hurtful, it all makes sense, doesn't it? In your head. You never meet anybody that thinks they're a bad person.
Yep. Look at the clown that killed Charlie Kirk, the lowlife. He's talking like, my love, my this. It's scary stuff. Bill, thank you.
That's what I mean. They don't even consider themselves to be bad persons. They think they're righteous.
I love how you participate. I love it, Bill. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to Frank from Old Forge. Frank, how are you? We got a minute, man.
Good, Bob. We got to move fast. So Lackawanna County is like a bad movie. That movie is Thelma and Louise. They're going to drive us right over the cliff as evidence. And then, listen, that Tea Party, not the Tea Party, the Antifa designation by Trump, and they're all crying, oh, it's a loose amalgamation. They came after the Tea Party, Bob, which was so decentralized, yep. Grassroots. And now, guess what? It's Schadenfreude. And then deplatforming Jimmy Kimmel. We've all been deplatformed. X took us off, right? Facebook, a Parler, and guess what? Jimmy Kimmel, he got away with blackface, which is the lying,
yep,
media narrative, and they cite themselves. So guess what? It's happening, and it's kind of good, Bob. So
Frank, this, Frank. He's being deplatformed of $25 million a year.
Yeah.
And it's so like, and by the way, he could go on. People were deplatformed on X in the bad old days. They were doing it for free. He's losing a fortune for ABC and Disney. Crazy.
Exactly. I hope I see Jimmy Kimmel out there with a tin cup and a monkey.
No, I doubt it.
Listen, shout out to Donald. You yourself have done a fantastic job. Donald calls into your show, and from where he was to where he is now, listen, Bob, you're doing a great job.
Oh, that's shout out to him. That's shout out to him, honestly.
Yeah.
Changing and realizing that you were going the wrong direction for a long time requires that's why we love Donald. It requires a lot of courage. It requires introspection. It requires self-awareness. And that's why we love Donald more than ever. I loved him before. I love him more than ever now.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I said, you know what? You let him speak his piece. And guess what? We analyze the situation and things progress. And that's how we're looking for people. A little bit of progress.
That's why one of his theme songs is, I want to come over now. I want to come over. And the other one is, I can see clearly now. So we love him.
I'm not old enough to remember those, Bob.
Oh, yes, you are. And if not, that's why we do the music history.
That's right. Drill right, it into Frank. Our heads.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it, bye-bye, man. Time for the news with Brian Hughes. We're going to do that. I've got so many, two things I want to get to. First, there was a post on LinkedIn by a guy named Michael Sprague regarding Todd Beamer, the University of Rochester hero, who was on that plane they took down in Shanksville. And I want to read it. It's stirring. And then I want to talk about Poland and their amazing success story that T-Bell sent me, which most people are not aware of. We're going to try to do those things in the next hour. But as always, we're guided by you. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.